Zelensky, Ukraine finding Chinese, Pakistani, African mercenaries fighting for Russia. By Francis Martel on August 5, 2025. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed on Monday that his troops fighting in Kharkiv had faced not just Russian invading forces but mercenaries from a variety of Asian and African countries imported into the war theater. Zelensky made the accusation during a visit to Kharkiv, prompting the government of Pakistan, which was named among the origin countries of the alleged mercenaries, to issue a statement calling the claim baseless. Islamabad's foreign ministry nonetheless promised to investigate the claims to corroborate its denial. The allegation that Russia is importing foreign nationals to fight in its full-scale invasion of Ukraine is not new. As early as a year into the conflict, in 2023, a Zambian national was confirmed killed on the battlefield fighting for Moscow. Zelensky's claims on Monday dramatically expand the list of origin countries that these warriors are allegedly coming from, however, spanning multiple countries. Only one foreign country, North Korea, has confirmed sending its armed forces to Russia to fight against Ukrainian forces. The communist regime signed a mutual defense treaty with Russia in June 2024, shortly before Kyiv began observing and, later, capturing North Korean fighters in the conflict. Pyongyang has stated only, however, that its forces are in areas of Russia, such as Kursk, where Ukraine has counter-invaded, not within Ukrainian territory. The government-friendly Kyiv Independent, citing Zelensky, reported on Monday that the Ukrainian government believes foreign mercenaries from China, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, and several African countries have been present in Kharkiv. The soldiers on this front are recording the participation of mercenaries from China, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, and African countries in the war. We will respond, Zelensky was quoted as saying. The Ukrainian language editing of the state outlet Ukrinform quoted Zelensky offering the same list of origin countries for foreign fighters on behalf of Russia, as well as an assessment of the battlefield situation in Kharkiv. Zelensky reportedly spoke with the commanders about the situation on the front line and the issues of providing drones and their use, recruiting and the direct financing of brigades. The defense along their line of responsibility, the training of the warriors, their morale, and the provision of essential supplies to the units. All of this remains a key focus, Zelensky wrote in a social media update on his visit. We discuss positive feedback on the electronic system for tracking points awarded for the destruction of the occupiers and their equipment. We will address and resolve all the issues discussed. At press time, only the government of Pakistan has directly responded to Zelensky's comments on Monday. The government of Pakistan categorically rejects the baseless and unfounded allegations of the involvement of Pakistani nationals in the conflict in Ukraine. The Foreign Affairs Ministry affirmed in a statement, notably carried by Ukrinform. Pakistan reaffirms its commitment to the peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict through dialogue and diplomacy, in accordance with the principles of the UN Charter, the statement. While Zelensky was not quoted as directly stating this in his remarks this week, the Ukrainian government has hinted repeatedly that Russia is struggling to keep its front lines populated, explaining the need for North Korean reinforcements and mercenaries. According to Ukrainian government statistics, which the Russian government regularly rejects, Russia has lost 267,460 men between January and July 2025 and over 1 million forces since the full-scale invasion began in February. According to Russian media, which the Ukrainian government similarly rejects, Ukraine crossed the 1 million soldier casualty mark, including injuries, in January. The Ukrainian government has estimated that thousands of foreign nationals are fighting against their forces for at least a year, including the at least 15,000 North Koreans that dictator Kim Jong-un has offered to Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. North Korea has not confirmed the number of troops it has deployed to the Ukraine war theater, but it has confirmed sending forces. In April, the state-run Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, boasted that Pyongyang's troops were performing heroic feats in the operations to repulse and annihilate the grave sovereignty infringement by the Ukrainian authorities in Kursk, a Russian territory Kyiv counter-invaded in August 2024. International reports indicated that Ukraine had also encountered Zambian and Indian nationals on the battlefield. Some reportedly tricked into fighting after responding to offers of construction and other jobs in the area. In July 2024, reports indicated that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi had complained to Putin and demanded his troops stop tricking Indians into fighting against Ukraine. Among the most prominent foreigners on the front line of the invasion are Cubans. Also reportedly, a mix of mercenaries and laborers swindled into fighting after answering ads for construction jobs. In May, Ukrainian lawmaker Marian Zablotsky estimated that as many as 20,000 Cuban men were fighting against Ukraine in the invasion. Russian social media outlets boast copious content showing Cuban fighters sharing war propaganda and pro-Russian messages and imagery. In April, Zelensky announced that Ukraine had captured its first Chinese nationals fighting for Russia. "The Chinese are fighting on the territory of Ukraine. And I think this is an important point that we need to discuss with our partners," he said at the time. "I think it is urgent. I understand that we are a strong country, but we cannot fight many countries at the same time, which all need something on our land." Zelensky also published videos of the alleged Chinese fighters. The Chinese Foreign Ministry responded to the allegations by claiming that it was verifying the information. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.